Enter. Home lab system.
Hi. Thanks, everybody. Every fall, I teach our introductory horticulture course, which at University of Wyoming is a sophomore-level class. And it's online only, and for various reasons, which I obviously can't go into. But I've been doing this for about 15 or 16 16 years now. As you might guess, doing labs in an online class is really, really difficult. So what we do is students are allowed to pick 3 of any of the 10 options that you see here during the semester as their home labs. And these are things that they can do in their backyard, in their kitchen, in their community. And then they are written up as a scientific format write-ups. Students can either do it in writing. They can do PowerPoints. They can do videos. There's any number of ways that they can present the information as long as it's got the introduction, materials, and methods. The rest of it, they can do it any way they like. Each has a specific due date. Since they have their choice of any 3 of the 10, they are required to make sure that they get that on their calendar and turn it in when it is due. I don't accept them late. The first batch came in yesterday, so I've got a pile to deal with already. That's pretty much it. I've been doing this for years, and students seem to like it. There were 60 points apiece, 180 points total, out of about 500, I think, in the class. So it's about roughly a third of their grade. And I do the weekly quizzes, too, but they count. And I also we don't have a midterm or a final, just the weekly quizzes. So there's some things in here that I've learned. This is great. I love this format. Questions? Yes. The learning outcomes that we have for we have a horticulture minor. We don't have a major, so we don't have very specific learning outcomes we do, but they're a little nebulous. But having put them in the scientific format, they have to follow that, and that does apply to most of the majors that the students have. So actually, assessment purposes, this works really well. And I also do pre and post quizzes, which helps in the assessment arena. I was hoping someone would not mention assessment, but it's one of those evil words that's very difficult to deal with. Anything else? Yes. They're very predetermined. There's a list of some of you were in the long version of this, which I did on Tuesday afternoon. But they are very predetermined. There's specific questions in the introduction that they are expected to answer. There's also a very specific scoring rubric that I follow very closely. Each of the 6 sections in the write-ups has 10 points to it, and they get X number of points for doing at least the minimum. The minimum gets them a few points, but if they follow through and do additional work on each of the questions or on each of the sections, then that's worth additional points, obviously. So. Anything else? Great. Thank you.